Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of Proverbs, amen. Chapter 1, verse 7.
All right.
That is Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7.
Amen.
It reads as follows. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, mm-hmm. but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Mm. Right? I want to speak today mm-hmm. on the topic, the beginning of knowledge.
Amen.
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 There are several definitions of the word fear. Mm-hmm. One is defined as an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger.
Okay.
Or just simply being afraid or scared, right?
Yeah.
Here's some examples of when we fear God in this manner, okay? Mm-hmm. When we sin.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen, right.
Now, God dislikes sin, mm-hmm. and what we fail to realize sometimes is God's going to hold us accountable for what we do. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
And sin without repentance angers God.
Amen.
We should be afraid of that.
Yes.
That's something we really don't want to deal with. Right? Mm-mm. Here's another one. Knowingly, I mean absolutely knowingly, doing something that you know is a sin, but you do it anyway. Mm-mm. You're basically telling God, you know what, I don't fear you because I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. Mm-mm. That's not going to work.
No.
And there are prices to pay for that.
Yes.
Here's another thing that we do. See, when we are disobedient, mm-hmm. that's a real sin. It's showing yes. God that we're not in fear of Him. Mm. Right?
Right.
God dislikes us being in charge of us. Mm-hmm. God gives us direction, and sometimes we do the exact opposite of what He told us to do.
True.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
When we do our things our way, mm-hmm. instead of His way, mm-hmm. we're sinning. Mm. God said, follow me. Give no thought to what you're going to do. I'll take care of you.
Wow.
When we want something or have a plan that is not God's idea, but we roll with it anyway, mm-hmm. number one, it doesn't work. Okay? But secondly, you're telling God that I don't fear you. I don't trust or fear you at all, because this is my plan. This is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it anyway. It's arrogant. It is egotistical. It's no humbling involved. It's what we do sometimes. Everybody's guilty of that, whether anybody wants to admit it or not. I'm admitting that I'm guilty of it sometimes myself. Amen? I'm not perfect. But, you know, that's just one definition of fear. The other definition of fear means profound reverence and awe, especially toward God.
Amen.
Okay? Think about that for a second. Mm-hmm. That brings up some questions. Number one, do we hold God in high regard? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we say our God is an awesome God. Do we mean what we're saying? Do we really believe that He's awesome? Here's a good one. When we pray, do we acknowledge God as the creator of heaven and earth?
Hmm.
Do we? Makes you wonder. Hmm. Do we acknowledge that He created all of us? Because He did. Now, Jesus, who is the Son of God, mm-hmm. gave us the Lord's Prayer as an example of how to pray.
Amen.
Now check this out. Here's that prayer from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Okay. Jesus said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If you notice, the prayer starts off by acknowledging God as our Father, Then it states, hallowed be thy name, which tells God that we're in awe of him and hold him in a high regard, right? And then it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right?
Yeah.
This goes on to ask that his will be done in our lives and as it is in heaven, right? Yes. Instead of doing things the way we've been doing things, right? We're acknowledging that he's God.
Yes.
And that we should be following his direction.
Yes.
The next line said, give us this day our daily bread. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're asking for wisdom when we do that, right?
Mm.
We're asking God to feed us his word, his wisdom, and his knowledge. People look over that. We're asking for our daily bread, our daily dose of God through his word, through him. Then it says, forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. The prayer is asking for forgiveness, which shows us that we're humbling ourselves to God by asking for forgiveness, right? Because that's humbling.
Amen.
And then even before then, even after that, we got to repent. We're asking God not only to forgive us, but we repent for what we did.
Mm.
That's humbling.
Amen.
But that's holding God in such a high regard that you do that, right?
Mm.
The next part of it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's asking God not to lead us into temptation or things and situations that will pull us away from him, right? And we ask him for his grace, right? It's asking God to deliver us from those things that pulls away from him,
mm-hmm.
and evil things that can draw us to away from him as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the kicker. It ends by saying, for thine is the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
It ends by stating just how awesome God is by saying, for thine is his kingdom.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He has the power. He has the glory. Now, yesterday, tomorrow, always. Right?
Amen.
Amen. And then it ends, amen. That part I got. So that brings up question number two. Are we, after reading that, are we truly in awe of how awesome God is? We sing a song, how our God is an awesome God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is.
Yes, he is.
God has proven that to us.
Yes, awesome.
He's done it through his word.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows just how powerful he is. I mean, this is the same God now,
mm-hmm.
that parted the sea. Mm-hmm. They crossed the sea on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
It was soaking wet a minute ago, and there was no land at all.
Wow.
Awesome God.
Wow.
God said, you know, I'm going to create that. I'm going to create man, and from that man, I'm going to create a woman. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
Okay?
Mm-mm.
He provides for us.
He does.
Just like he did for the children of Israel in the wilderness when he provided food for them, manna, and gave them water. Through a rock, no less.
Mm.
How awesome is that? Okay? He provides for us even though we sometimes do not acknowledge him for doing that. We should be thanking God daily for everything he does.
Amen.
Otherwise, we're saying, you know what, God? We're taking him for granted, number one. But we're not holding him in reverence by saying, Lord, you know what? You're so powerful. You love us so much.
Wow.
We are of you, Lord. Thanking you for just providing for us our basic needs. If you can get up and walk, praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
If you can see, praise the Lord. You can hear, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you can feed yourself, hello.
Praise
the Lord, okay? If you can think,
praise
the Lord.
Amen.
It's all God doing.
Mm.
I hate to break it to you, but you didn't do none of this. God did all of this, okay?
God is good.
Amen. God shows us mercy and grace.
Thank God.
Even though we sin, God is a forgiving God if we repent. Mm. Okay? If we repent. Mm. That's the key. Mm. We got to humble ourselves. We have to be afraid of the consequences of our sins.
Amen.
You know, maybe that'll help us to stop sinning. If we realize what's going to happen if we continue.
Amen.
Right? Praise. I mean, we're not dumb. We're not stupid. That's just one-on-one stuff here.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
He has saved us from situations that we all can relate to this. God has saved us from situations that we got ourselves into.
Hello. Amen.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Do I need to clarify that any more than that? Mm-hmm. We have gotten ourselves, been places we shouldn't have been, mm-hmm. done things we shouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. God has bailed us out more than once. Now, he's functional. Don't get me wrong. He'll say, well, if you went there, I'm a, you know, you're going to suffer a little bit because
right.
you made that decision on your own.
Yes, right.
But I got enough mercy in me where I'm going to pull you through it. But I want you to know that, you know, you're going to be punished for doing it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
For your disobedience, you going on your own, doing your
yes.
own thing.
Yes.
God does save us from that. But, you know, there's consequences. You're going to get spanked. Okay? Yeah. Anybody been spanked by the Lord? Getting a situation, it's like, oh my God, how am I going to get out of this? Right? But God is a good God.
He is.
A great God.
Yes,
a forgiving and loving and merciful God.
Thank God.
And yeah, thank God indeed. I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some situations, and I won't get into them, where I didn't think I would get out of them. I'm just saying. Okay? God got me through them. It was God. It wasn't me. But that's a whole nother story. I can speak on that for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And still not have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next. It asked for wisdom. Oh, I did that already. Okay. Bear with me, y'all.
Take your time. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you.
God loves us. That's the bottom line, okay?
Yes, he does.
He gave his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
For our salvation.
Thank God.
Any parent, can you give your kid?
Mm-hmm.
Have your kid endure the cross and do all the things that he had to endure?
Mm-hmm.
To save people you don't even know?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
No. But he did. We also fail to realize that wherever we go, God is with us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I remember one scripture, I can't remember the scripture off the top of my head because I'm not as young as I used to be. But there was one scripture which said, even if I go to hell, you're there too.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Y'all look it up. That's your homework.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
But it's in there. Trust me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I have given you some examples of why we should hold God in profound reverence and awe.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Right?
Mm.
Now, the person that wrote this is Solomon.
Wow.
Okay, now Solomon knew a little thing about wisdom and knowledge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
God asked Solomon, what do you want? Now, Solomon was king.
Mm-hmm.
He could have asked for anything. He said, Lord, I need some wisdom and knowledge so I can rule these people. Because I'm not a king.
Mm.
I've never done it before.
Amen.
He humbled himself. He feared the Lord by expressing the fact that he needed him.
Wow.
Right?
Amen.
And he recognized that his wisdom, what little it was not nearly enough.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Solomon was not a know-it-all, okay?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
He humbled himself.
Yes.
Solomon knew that being associated or having a relationship with God, hello, was the beginning of knowledge.
Mm-mm.
Okay? How can you learn from somebody you don't know?
Mm.
Think about it.
Mm.
Let's talk about the second part of the scripture, which seems like about 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
It says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What does this mean, you ask? Well, thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here are some examples of when we despise wisdom and knowledge from God.
Mm-hmm.
When we try to figure things out on our own.
Wow.
Right? we're telling God, you know, we're smarter than you are, which is wrong.
Yes.
I can't even get that out without laughing. I mean, come on, that ain't the truth. Here's another one. When we are not seeking God with our decision making.
Wow.
Right? And then we wonder why things don't work out. Right?
Amen.
We made the decision. God didn't. It might not have even been what God wanted us to do.
Amen.
Here's another thing. Not being willing to admit that we do not have all of the answers. Because we don't. In fact, we got very little answers. But God has all the answers of every question. In fact, he knows the question before you ask him. How awesome is that?
Amen. Thank God.
And then there's another thing. Being too proud to ask for God's help. I know that sounds crazy, but it happens every day. Mm. Where we're like, no, I can handle this. I got this. When at the end of time, you say, well, I didn't have got this.
Amen. Amen.
Right? Amen. It's another one. Not realizing that we do not have to suffer from our lack of knowledge. Matthew 11:28 states, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We don't need to be stressed out. Okay? Here's the main, one of the main reasons why we don't do what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's our lack of faith.
Wow.
It always comes back to that somehow, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. We truly, in the back of our minds, front of our minds, the left side or the right side, somewhere in our brain, we're saying, we do not believe that all power, wisdom, and knowledge is in the hand of God. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds crazy as I say it, but there's a part of our brain that really believes, that's the human part, of course, that really believes that God doesn't know everything. Can you imagine? That's part of the human nature. I mean, Adam and Eve thought they could figure things out without God.
Amen.
You know, that didn't work out too well.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other part, which I always mention. I'm going to mention it again.
Mm-hmm.
Not willing to have a relationship with God to build our trust and faith in him. Mm-hmm. Right? How can we have faith and trust in God or even fear him if we don't know him? Mm-hmm. We can't. You cannot do it without knowing God.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, you can probably get away with a prayer every now and again or repenting every now and again, but if you know God, he will make sure, he will work with you through everything that you go through. Well, you don't have to go through a whole lot of stuff.
Wow.
He'll give you the knowledge of saying, you know what, this situation is probably somewhere I don't want to be, or this particular plan doesn't line up with what God wants to do.
Hmm.
But we don't fear him enough to get that knowledge, right?
Amen.
Hosea 4:6 states the following, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Simple as that, right? From a lack of knowledge. Now saints, let's not be foolish anymore and let's not reject the wisdom and knowledge and instruction from the Lord. Fear him, be afraid of what you do, where you go, what you say, be afraid of him, be holding him in a high regard, knowing that he is truly God, capable of anything. He has all the answers to all the questions. He's the one with the knowledge. We're just kids, okay, compared to, we're just like babies.
Amen.
So remember, saints, the fear of the Lord is truly the beginning of knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, who we hold in high regard.
Yes, Jesus.
Because you are awesome and you are God.
Yes.
We come before you in Jesus' name, Lord.
Yes.
Repenting, Father, for all the times that we did not fear you the way we should have.
Forgive
the way we did not seek you the way we should have.
Jesus.
The way that we don't have that relationship with you because we haven't tried to. Please forgive us, Lord.
Yes.
Help us to understand, Lord, that the beginning of knowledge starts with and ends with you.
Yes.
Because you are knowledge, Lord.
Yes.
You're the knowledgeable one,
yes.
The great one.
Yes.
We're just your people.
Yes.
Please, I pray, Father, that this word will touch us. Yes. Help us to understand, Father, that fearing you is important.
Yes.
That fearing you, Father, is the beginning of knowledge. And we need to humble ourselves in your presence, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Father, you are forgiving and merciful God. Anything that we have is you've given us.
Yes.
Any good in our lives is you.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for all the love and mercy and grace you've shown us over the years.
Yes.
Help us to understand, Lord, that we need you, Lord. In everything that we do, every place we go, everything we think, we need you, Lord, because you know what is right.
Yes, sir.
You can lead us and guide us, Father, in places where we've never been.
Yes, sir.
You can give us knowledge of stuff we don't know.
Yes, sir.
Because you're God. Yes. Father, I pray that this word goes out throughout the world. May you be glorified, Lord, and may you touch our hearts to understand every word you say.
Yes, Lord.
Please be glorified in this, Almighty Father. Thank you for using me for your glory, Father. And yes. I thank you, Father, and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.